All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting the good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow straight gate path and you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you, the Spirit intercedes for you as well. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciative, and take it one day at a time. Most definitely, let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another day to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes in our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out, guiding us through the morning, getting us through the afternoon, getting us through the evenings, getting us through the nights, the week, the weekend. He is constantly looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son who died for our sins. There's plenty of things the Lord has done for us throughout our lifetime and continues to keep doing for us because his mercy is everlasting and his truth endures forever. Amen. So always keep him first. Always worship him, praise him, thank him, sing a song to him, call on him. Trust him in everything that's going on in your life. Hearken to his word. Hearken to his voice. Hallelujah. Praise him. Most definitely. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let us always pray for each other, intercede for one another, comfort each other, support each other. All those great, awesome, amazing things, people. Brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world, let us be together on one accord for the Lord. Amen. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth, all the scattered Israelites among the nations, all ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and ministries out there with the sound doctrine, the peace, the love, the harmony, the fellowship, and the services. Much love to the previous martyrs, the current martyrs, and the future martyrs, the brave, bold, isolated, courageous believers who are going through it for the gospel, who are being persecuted for the faith, who are going through many hardships and persecutions for his name's sake. Stay strong, steadfast, firm, and encouraged. We are with you always. Endure those tribulations, endure those hardships. Stay strong, people. The Messiah is with us always, ever, forever, to the end of age. Hallelujah. So stay strong, people. Much love to the great tribulation saints down the road. Much love to all the grafted in Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds all over the world. Much love to all the brand new converts out there, all the new creatures of Christ out there, all the born again people, all the Holy Spirit filled people. God bless all you believers, all walks of life, most definitely. Anyone who just repented, God bless you. Anyone who just got baptized, God bless you also. Anybody who's having dreams, encounters, visions, testimonies, all those amazing accounts with the Most High, God bless you as well. If you did not repent and get baptized, go repent and get baptized ASAP immediately. Shalom, family. Greetings to all of you. Welcome, everyone. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains, the insects. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Most High. Sing a new song. Clap our hands. Stomp our feet. Praise him. Rejoice. Always rejoice. Make a joyful noise. Make a joyful sound. Cry out to him. Dance. Express yourself. Play an instrument. Do what you have to do for the Most High. He is always watching us, so always serving with gladness and joy, and always worship your spirit of truth. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives till the Son comes back. Amen. He has come back like a thief in the night in a twinkling of an eye. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. Let us be alert, sober, vigilant, watchful, prayed up, washed by the water, by the word, the washing of water through the word. Let us keep our lamp in oil. Let us stay on our purpose and call for the Most High God. Let us know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God. He'll draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, statutes, and commandments. Let us obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High has told us personally according to our life, our calling, our purpose, our situation, our gifts, our talents, our circumstances, handle it, people. Keep it all together for the Most High. Keep the faith. Keep the word of God. Keep the testimony of the Messiah. Keep the law, statutes, commandments, decrees, precepts, ordinances, covenants, judgments, charges, observances, all of the Torah. Get a 5-subject notebook. Get a pack of 24 pens, get a Bible, write a whole copy of the Torah from Genesis all the way to Deuteronomy, by the jot, by the tittle, by the line, by the precept. Embrace the new covenant and stay strong, people, and press forward. Amen. Keep your head up. You are forgiven, redeemed, restored, loved, embraced. So you're not alone, okay? Most High is with you, and brothers and sisters of faith all over the world with you as well, okay? Now, today's message, what I love to do is go through Jen DeLeon's church note. And then from there, I'll just close out with the prayer, the priestly blessing, and close out giving all the praise, honor, glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. All right. The title of Jen DeLeon's church note is Not Now Is Not No. It starts off with the book of John, chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. To continue with the church note, when you feel you ran out of your resources, the devil will say your best is behind you or you're no longer relevant. Make a list. Every person that is in your life that is in the past or recently said they would be willing to help me or think they might help me, and a list of who can do something for you. Act on at least one of them and reach out because you feel low. Learn the pattern in your life that when you feel low, reach in and reach out. After you reach out, release your need for them to respond because they might not. And if you predicate your happiness or strength on their response, you can feel worse off before that you did the exercise. They might get the text and it just may be a bad time and you just might create stories in your mind that they don't like me. They don't care about me. Something horrible happened. It might just be a matter of timing. It's not happening on our timeline. It's happening on his. That's one of the most difficult lessons for us to learn. Sometimes when we believe a promise from God, we expect that promise to happen according to our plan, but it's not happening according to my plan, according to my preference. It's happening according to his purpose. You might be surprised where Jesus would show up if you invited him. We think we have to be going through the fire of hell to call on him. What God can do in one open moment can change the rest of your life. Just because you've run out doesn't mean he won't step in. If the job never dried out, it would have been about the job. If the relationship would have always stayed intact, it would have always been about that person. So he let it run out. He let it dry. So he let it lag a bit. So when he stepped in, there would be a revelation. There's a request, a refusal, a revelation. Do you have anything in your life that you feel secretly God could have done something about and he didn't? Many times it could be painful to praise God when he's on time, when you feel like he just stood back and watched stuff happen to you that he knew was wrong or evil. How many of you have something in your life that's taking longer than it should have if God is big? How many of you have something in your life that you feel like God must be telling me no? Jesus is a miracle worker and is also a teacher. A good teacher knows when to go slow. Maybe he is going slow because he wants to show you something. We ask Jesus to teach us things and we're surprised when he slows it down. God's not going slow because he can't do it. God didn't say no because he can't. God says slow because you can't yet. It may take God slowing this down in my life and he might not be giving me it when I want it out of kindness. God making it convenient isn't always kind. Maybe there is something that Jesus wants to do in the process that will teach you where to go back when you need it again. Do whatever he tells you. Where we've been doing all kinds of math of these things, of this needs to happen, that needs to happen. Stop letting the math distract you. If you don't do what he says, you're on your own. But if you do what he says in the moment and get tuned into the process, you won't need God to do something external to get something wonderful. You don't have to know that much. You just need to get going on the next thing he tells you to do. I hate the feeling in life of I've fallen behind, the embarrassment of I should have known how to do that by now, but I don't. The embarrassment of I should have whipped this 6 years ago, but I didn't. Why has God allowed you to pray about this for so long? Why has God not just waved his wand over your situation, over our situation? Why didn't he just reset in order to reveal it's only after you've done it? Sometimes when I'm almost done trying that, in that moment, that's when God says now. God having his hand over our situations. When your eyes can't perceive, it's the building of your faith to know where your help comes from. Some of the things that you thought in your life were rejection were not rejection. You just weren't ready. God is speaking to someone who has been told no, or so you thought. He didn't even say no. He said not now. Your job in the meantime is not to understand, is to obey and to do whatever he tells you. Get ready for God to do something different in your life, different than you thought, different than you planned, different than you hoped, different than you had on your list. There are some things in your life that in a previous season, you were not ready to receive it, but God brought you under this word today because it's a now moment. You weren't rejected. You weren't ready yet. Amen. Prayers up for all peoples, all walks of life. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the honor and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Hallelujah. All praise to the Most High God of heaven and earth. Yes, he is the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. He is the God of Israel. He's the God of the Hebrews. He's the God of Jeshurun. He is the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High God. He's the God of David. Praise the Most High God. He's the God of the living. Hallelujah. Praise him. He's the God of David. Praise him always forever. His only begotten son died for our sins, rose up 3 days later. Much love to the Messiah for shedding his blood for all of us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord. He is the advocate. Hallelujah. Praise him. The almighty true living God. Praise the Lord. The Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession. The arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the blessed and only sovereign, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, God is with us, eternal life, everlasting Father, faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, 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 Jireh, Jehovah, Shalom, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Amen. He is the king of kings. Hallelujah. He is the king of kings and Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest praise. Hosanna, the son of David. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. King of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the lamb of God, the lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life, the lie of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection and life, the resurrection, the resurrected life, the life giver, the abundant life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the rule of God's creation, the rule of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the Most High God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. He is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word made flesh, the living word, the word of Jehovah, the word of Yahusha. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High God forever. Yes, his word is purified silver, just as David said in the Psalms. We know that every word of God is true, pure, and flawless, as the book of Proverbs says. And we know that his word is a double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews says. I mean, we touch and agree, y'all. The Messiah is the high priest of the order of Melchizedek. Yes, he's a sinless high priest, he's the everlasting king. He is the way everlasting. Hallelujah. Praise him always forever, people. Prayers up for all the poor people, all the widows, all the orphans, all the fatherless, the tribe of Levi. Prayers up for the strangers, the sojourners, the foreigners, the refugees. Prayers up for all peoples, all walks of life. Prayers up for the babies, the children, the young boys, the young girls, the teenagers, the young men, the young women. Prayers up for the senior citizens, the adults. Prayers up for the elders. Prayers up for single people, married people, divorced people, widowed people, separated people. Prayers up for single parents, co-parenting. Prayers up for all marriages, all parents, all households. Prayers up for all four corners of earth, all countries. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High God forever, always, most definitely. Repent and get baptized. Write a copy of the Torah from Genesis all the way to Deuteronomy. Get a 5-subject notebook, a pack of 24 pens, and a Bible. Write a whole copy of that Torah. People, forgive others so that if I can forgive you. And be blameless before the Lord our God. Let us circumcise our hearts before the Lord our God. Hallelujah. Praise him. Stay strong out there and keep fighting. Keep pressing forward. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.